opinion vertical line. The despair at the heart of Britney Spears' memoir. The New York Times, November 4, 2023, 8 o'clock a.m. Get credit. Photo illustration by Sam Whitney / The New York Times. Photographs by Jay Merrick and Peter Daisley / Getty Images. Share full article by Jessica Groh's opinion writer. The first chapter of Britney Spears' new memoir, The Woman in Me, includes the story of her paternal grandmother, Emma Jean Spears, called Jean, everybody says. Britney Spears looks like her, but that's not the only thing they have in common. Tragedy runs in my family. The passage about Jean Spears begins. She lost a baby shortly after birth and was devastated by the loss. In response to her pain, her husband, June Spears, sent her to Southeast Louisiana Hospital, the by all accounts horrible asylum in Manville, where she was put on lithium. 8 years after that child's death, Jean Spears died by suicide. Jean wasn't the only wife June sent to the mental hospital in Manville, Britney Spears writes. He sent his second wife there, too. That's the environment that her father, Jamie Spears, was raised in, Britney Spears writes. By now, most people have heard about her conservatorship, the subject of a Times documentary, Framing Britney Spears, which started in 2008, after her father petitioned for control over his daughter's life and finances, citing concerns about her mental health. Her powerful, upsetting description of her upbringing and then her institutionalization isn't the gossipy tell-all I was expecting. Based on the early coverage of The Woman in Me, a lot of which focused on her account of her relationship with her fellow pop star Justin Timberlake. I was surprised, then, to find that my primary takeaway from her book was how deeply sad it was. While there is some behind-the-scenes coverage of her swift rise to fame, including some industry score settling, the majority of the book has a darker cast. Its pathos was elevated by the format I chose. I listened to the audio version, which was read by the Oscar-nominated actress Michelle Williams, who was more than able to capture Spears' emotional turmoil. Beyond the sadness, Spears' story felt like a parable about the treatment of women in the public eye in the early 21st century. The Woman in Me made me think of Charlotte Perkins Gilman's Victorian-era short story The Yellow Wallpaper, which raged against the dismissal of women's suffering. And I'm not the only one, as Julianne Escobedo Shepherd wrote for the Los Angeles Times, the second half of The Woman in Me, which details Spears' years in the conservatorship, reads like a feminist horror story. Charlotte Perkins Gilman's goth classic The Yellow Wallpaper come to sinister life. Gilman's story is about a woman going through a temporary nervous depression, a slight hysterical tendency after the birth of a child. Her husband and doctors keep her from doing anything taxing that she might enjoy because she is too nervous. At the time, this was called the rest cure, including isolation, bed rest and high-calorie diets, and was prescribed for female patients. For male patients experiencing similar maladies, there was no rest cure, being sent west to have adventures and write about them. In The Yellow Wallpaper, the narrator's baby is cared for by another woman. The narrator's lack of activity and freedom leads to a complete mental dissolution, which involves her seeing and identifying with a woman trapped in her yellow wallpaper. The events leading up to Spears' conservatorship also began with the stress she felt in the aftermath of her second child's birth, which was just a year after she had her first son. I began to suspect that I was a bit overprotective when I wouldn't let my mom hold Jaden for the first 2 months, Spears writes. I now know that I was displaying just about every symptom of perinatal depression, sadness, anxiety, fatigue. Once the babies were born, I added on my confusion and obsession about the baby's safety, which was ratcheting up the more media attention was on us. Spears describes the way she felt physically and emotionally trapped by the paparazzi and writes that during the messy process of divorcing her husband at the time, Kevin Federline, he was preventing her from seeing their sons, after not getting to see the boys for weeks and weeks, completely beside myself with grief, I went to plead to see them. The paparazzi followed her constantly, and out of her mind with that grief, at one point in 2007 she decided to shave her head. It was a way of fighting back against the judgment of her family, the photographers who hounded her, and the culture that demanded she look the same forever. Later that year, Spears performed at the MTV Video Music Awards, the performance for which she was pilloried. This week, my newsroom colleague Amanda Hess wrote that at the time, she thought the performance was disastrous. After reading The Woman in Me, she reassessed that postpartum period is much like adolescence. with its startling physical changes and its extreme public scrutiny. Of course Britney Spears was exhausted, she had babies. Of course she was unrehearsed, she had babies. When I watched the performance again recently, it played like found footage in a horror movie. I saw a new mother being forced to do a sexy dance for America, and for the quality of her performance to inform whether she got to keep her children. By 2008, the conservatorship was in place. Spears talks about her anger about the double standards that allowed it to happen. Male celebrities weren't stripped of their agency in the same way. It makes me feel sick, she writes. Think of how many male artists gambled all their money away, how many had substance abuse or mental health issues. No one tried to take away their control over their body and money. Spears describes the way everything about her life was controlled by her father, what she ate and drank, the medications she took, where she performed and when. She says she was institutionalized against her will for months and allowed to see her kids for only an hour a week, at most. During that period, she says, she was abruptly taken off Prozac, which she had been on for years, and put on lithium. It wasn't lost on me that lithium was the drug my grandmother Jean, who later committed suicide, had been put on in Manville, Spears writes. But Spears survived it. In 2021 she was finally released from the conservatorship. She writes that she is no longer speaking to anyone in her family and seems to be trying to break the cycle of trauma and abuse that preceded her battle. But unfortunately, the public scrutiny of her behavior remains. Fans gin up conspiracy theories based on her brief interactions with paparazzi. She can't even get a speeding ticket without the body cam footage ending up online. She ends The Woman in Need on a positive note and has posted about her desire to move on from the events depicted in the book. The question that hovers over her memoir is whether we will let her. Share full article.